Independent stylist or a mompreneur. Live better, bad, get up. She wants something more.
Imagine if you could structure your entire business to make great money and really consciously design a life that looks like the one that you always daydream about. You have a blank canvas sitting in front of you right now, and you absolutely have the power to do that. I'm talking about behind or beyond the chair. You are worthy of creating your best life and business. Hi, friend, it's Jen, and I just wanted to tell you really quickly about the Best Year Bundle. It's literally over $1,100 of education and resources. You get two bundles wrapped into one giant ridiculous deal. Salon Suite University, which has my best-selling Easy Money Workbook and Guide, copy and paste scripts, the Lifestyle Scheduling System, and website-ready policy templates, plus over $300 in bonuses, like caption templates, the Start Your Suite with Confidence video class, Reels ideas, a Jotform video class to take your virtual consultations to the next level, a visual branding workbook, and a new set of templates called the Ultimate Caption Pack, along with keyword-rich signature templates, and a brand new class that I just made called Stories That Get Bookings. I'll show you how to convert views to clients and also use stories to streamline your business and save you time. But wait, there's more. You'll also get my Beyond the Chair bundle, which includes 5 masterclasses to help you add or replace your behind the chair income. It's the blueprint to the first 100K that I made beyond the chair with digital products in my multiple 6-figure business. I'm sharing it all: how to create an ebook, a video class for technique or business, how to start a podcast, and how to honestly and authentically market yourself to attract your ideal buyer. You'll also get virtual curl coaching. This class was designed for curl specialists, but can translate into working with clients in any niche online. Charge for your time to teach styling, product application, product recommendations, etc., using Zoom. You'll also get access to live classes for Beyond the Chair, Easy Money, All About Policies, and guess what? More are coming. You will literally never find a value like this anywhere else. All of this and the lifetime access to it is only $99. This is not a drill. Run, don't walk, to bestyearbundle.com and snag this offer before it disappears. I can tell you that if you're listening to this, it's still available. Available? But I can't promise it will be tomorrow. So go get it now. Bestyearbundle.com for instant access to everything I just mentioned.
Hey, hey, I am so excited to be here today with a bonus episode that is a collaboration between Hairstylist Rising and the Independent Stylist Podcast. We are going to cover 3 ways that you can make more money in your salon suite. So this is for our independent stylists. I am Jody Brown. I'm a brand building and marketing mentor for beauty industry entrepreneurs and educators. And I'm here with my friend and host of the Independent Stylist Podcast, Jennifer Kenny. Hi, Jen.
Hey, thanks for having me. And thank you guys for listening. My name is Jennifer Kenny. As Jody said, I'm the host of the Independent Stylist Podcast. And I offer actionable and all kinds of stuff. I totally lost my train of thought, but that's who I am as a person. I basically create the resources for you that I wish had been there for me when I started as an independent stylist. That's what I do in a nutshell. That and a little bit of how to do what we do, kind of like dipping your toe beyond the chair, maybe if you're tired of working with clients.
I love that. And I am really excited for these 3 tips today. This episode is going to be quick and dirty. So we're just going to give you the goods, and we're going to talk about 3 separate ways. Make sure you listen to the end, because number 3 is like how you can increase your income in, what would you say, maybe 30 minutes of work?
Not even. I did this and I made $1,500 in a few hours.
Love this. Okay. So let's hit it with number 1. So number 1 is commit to master your marketing. Now, if you are a longtime listener of Hairstylist Rising, you will know, or if you follow me on Instagram, you will know that marketing is something that I believe is foundational to success, because you can be the best hairstylist in the world, but if nobody knows about you, you're not going to make any money.
You have to post about your products so people know they exist. Like that real audio. You have to post about your products so people know they exist.
Totally, totally. So when it comes to marketing, like what are your top tips for really mastering it as a salon suite owner?
Knowing who you're speaking to is a really, really important part of it. But I just to go back to the basics is one, embrace Instagram. Unless everyone you're speaking to is pushing 50 and over, you need to be on Instagram. Like that's where it is now. That's just where it happens. And very, very basic things like make sure that, what do you call it? It's not your username. What do you call that? Your actual, I would say actual name, like the thing under your username. Yeah. Say it again.
Your name section. So that bold.
Your name section.
The bold part right above your bio.
That is a moneymaker right there that a lot of people ignore. And it shouldn't, if you're trying to get butts in your chair, that name section should not be your first and last name. It should be, I always go back to my town, it should be Tampa Curly Hair, Tampa Extensions, Tampa Hairstylist, whatever that is, because that way when people are searching for that, they will find you. They're not searching for you by your name on Instagram.
Definitely not if they don't know who you are.
Right. Go back to basics. And if, you know, cause like so many stylists we're busy, you know, we've got so many things to do. Like we're wearing every hat. We're kind of like a one person band. And it's like, how many people really need like a good foundation of what they need to do. So it's like not, I know you were saying like, that's a big part of what you teach is, taking away the overwhelm of managing that social.
Absolutely. Because I think that so often, local business owners like hairstylists get pulled into what you need to do to become like, to build a business online or to become an influencer or, you know, all of these different educators are teaching all of these different things and it can get really overwhelming. And ultimately the foundations and how you communicate and connect with your ideal clients don't change that often. Like the people who were taking my classes 2 years ago, Instagram has changed a lot as the platform, but they are able to adjust and roll with any new updates because they are solid on their foundations. One of which you already mentioned, which is like who you're talking to. So getting extreme clarity on and building a marketing plan that goes beyond algorithm changes and even goes beyond platforms is going to be so, so powerful when it comes to building a business. And, you know, to touch on the Instagram thing just a little bit more, one of the statistics that really surprises a lot of people, and I talk about this in one of my free classes, is that there's over 1 billion active users on Instagram, right?
It's crazy.
It's insane. And 82% of them are using the platform to search for products and services. So
yeah, it's like how Pinterest, it's becoming like how not becoming, but like people don't, I don't think go to Pinterest as much as they do to Instagram for hair anymore. Like it used to be Pinterest was where all of that kind of like good, all those good inspo pics were, but now everybody kind of understands like Instagram is the place to be. People are putting them there. So people are going to be looking for a hairstylist on Instagram. It's not like a maybe, it's like, this is what it is.
Oh, 1,000%. And the thing is too, that it really lends itself, you know, that I'll talk about how beneficial Instagram is for stylists all day, but you know, it's a visual platform. So it really lends itself to building trust for an aesthetic industry.
And also too, there's something called social proof, which is awesome because on Instagram and well, any social media, you post a picture of your work, your existing clients go and comment, that is totally backing up what your claim is without even saying anything. Like, here's my work. And then your client's like, oh my God, I love coming to see you. My hair always looks amazing, whatever. You know what I mean? Like that's something that is, you can do that on your website. You can copy and paste reviews. You can do that kind of stuff, but it's even more organic and just feels way more organic, I guess I'm saying, if you do it on Instagram. And there's so many ways I think that you can connect with your clients on Instagram or your potential clients. Like it's kind of like a like a, I hate to say the word pyramid, but it is what it is. Like they come across you, then they follow you and you're building that kind of know, like trust. They have to be aware that you exist, right? Then they have to know what you do and associate your face with what you do. And then they start to like you. And then most of them, before they even book an appointment with you, already trust you because they've seen so much of your work and they've seen so many people like saying, we love her, we love him, we love them, we love their work. And then you can also connect with them in stories, in DMs. Like there's just a lot of ways to kind of build your brand. You don't have to do all of them. That's the other thing that's so great about it. You can, not everybody is going to be like a stories star, you know, yep. But some stylists, that's where they thrive. That's where they're getting a lot of their clients from.
100%.
There's just options.
There's so many options. And like, I think that's the thing. And Instagram is the ultimate top of funnel, in my opinion. Like it's where you transform strangers into potentials and like putting yourself out there. I talk about this all the time, but when I started doing hair again after my mat leave, it was like, if anyone's heard my story, they're familiar with, you know, a couple months after this point that I'm about to talk about is when I started really digging into Instagram. But when I first went back, I literally think I paid like $300 to put a postcard size ad in the paper that resulted in zero clients. Like none of my ideal clients were reading the paper. Like it wasn't any of those things. But after coming back from mat leave and a couple years on the sales side of the industry, I was like, oh, like this is what I have to do, right? That was what was done at the beginning of my career and what the salon owner that I had gone to had suggested. And so when I hear people being like, oh, like I don't want to learn how to do Instagram, I'm like, you guys realize this is a free tool. Like this has never existed before. So, you know, when we talk about Instagram as, and people are, you know, unhappy that it's expected of our industry and all of these things now, I always like to reposition that as like, look at how lucky we are now that we get to target our exact ideal clients and build a business that we love on a platform that's totally free. Like that's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like I feel like a Gary Vee moment. Cause he's always saying like, if you grew up in the 80s, you know, or like the early 90s, like this wasn't, or even into the early 2000s, it wasn't a thing. You had to pay a lot of money to advertise. Like Absolutely. It's totally just leveled the playing field. And it's wild. And I can remember even thinking like, wow, I wish I could afford a billboard, you know, back in the day. Now it's like, I would never do that. It wouldn't even cross my mind that that is an option. Let's talk about networking.
Before we do, I just want to make one more point on the marketing thing that I absolutely forgot to mention. And that is, I really also think that when it comes to marketing, a super important point is your website. I think that having a great website is another really beautiful credibility marker, as well as another great way for people to find you. Because there are still people who will Google. And if you're going to come up, like websites occasionally come up, but you know, that's going to be a really great place from your Instagram that people can go to find you. So I think that's like an Instagram can humanize and like bring people in, but a website really legitimizes your business. And I think that's a really, really important next step. So if you're like, okay, I've got my Instagram, what do I do now to kind of take it to the next level? I'd say a great website is definitely something that's worth investing some time into creating.
All right. That's a perfect, it's so true. And that's a perfect segue into what we're just going to talk about real quick, which is a really sweet summit, because isn't Piper doing a whole class? Like I thought she was like giving away part of her how to build a website course.
She is. And I built my website. So Piper DeYoung is my branding BFF. I know she was just on your podcast too. And we are actually teaching a class together at the summit this time. So we're teaching how to create a captivating brand and website. And, you know, as part of the All Access Pass, you can actually get 3 lessons from the Webshop Lounge, which is what I use to create my own website. And it's freaking incredible. So Piper, I mean, you know, Piper, she's the gold standard, I believe, in creating websites in our industry.
Yeah. For sure. I was telling her, like, I was referring people to her before I had ever even, like, spoken to her, just because I checked her out online and I was so impressed with everything I saw. And then, speaking of being impressed, she is the host. She created, right, this thing that we're a part of coming, depending when you're listening to it. I hope you're listening to it now and it hasn't passed, because then you have to wait. It's called A Really Sweet Summit. It's a 3-day virtual summit for hairstylists looking to create a balanced, fulfilling, and profitable salon suite business. It's from May 15th to 17th, 2022. And it's 3 days of just... To find all of this education in one place is, you don't see it ever, really.
No.
Right?
It's such an amazing event. And I was a speaker last year at it, and over 4,000 stylists came to the summit. So it was so transformative. I know a lot of stylists, like, I saw the comments that they were getting really amazing, like, mindset shifts and then actionable education that they could actually apply to their businesses or the businesses they were about to open. So it was really incredible, and I expect it to be even better this year.
Yeah, people are saying, like, this summit has been gold. I'm just looking on the website. Hi, everyone. I'm opening my first suite after being licensed and working in a salon for just under 3 years. My skills have improved immensely. I'm fully booked, and this has given me the butt kick and confidence to make the move. This summit came at the perfect time. I draw a lot of inspo from some of the women hosting it, and I'm really excited. It just looks to be amazing. I am so just honored to be a part of it this year. And it's 3 days of just classes, all kinds of stuff that you can watch from anywhere because it's virtual. And she said it's what, like, the real quote unquote value is like 1500. I think it's more than that. I would say it's closer to five if you had to pay for all of these classes. But if you had to pay for travel to go see all these people individually, it's crazy. You can watch it on your couch. You can watch it. Don't watch it while you're driving, but, like, you can listen to it in car line, like, whatever you're doing. just a disclaimer. But Jody, tell everybody, this is like me being cheesy and I just don't care. How much is it to attend the summit?
The summit is free. Believe it or not. So yeah, you can actually grab a ticket. I know, it's insane. You can grab a ticket for free. So that will give you the 3-day event. You can join the Facebook group, be a part of the community, and you will get 24-hour access to the presentations. If you want to upgrade and get lifetime access, that is $97, and you will get the bonus pack with that. So that's where you'll get your free lessons. That's where you will get all of your bonus assets. So I know that we have some stock photos in there. I know there's some Facebook ads, Kickstart resources. There's a brand values workbook. There's honestly tons of assets. And then you get lifetime access to all of these presentations. So
I shipped in a little something. I've got a workbook in there. Beyond the Chair 101, I think it's called.
Ooh, amazing.
So that's the kind of stuff. Like, the other thing too is, like, whether you're in a suite right now and you're kind of looking for your next right steps, or you're in a commission salon or booth rental, like, you're kind of ready to start a suite. A lot of times you're like, I know I need help. I know I need guidance. I'm not even sure which questions to ask. You can't ask for a better way to, like, have all those questions answered that you didn't even know that you needed to ask.
Absolutely. And the cool thing too is that this doesn't occur in a vacuum. It's not like you're just getting the email and there's no live support for this summit. There is a Facebook group where you can pop in, you can ask questions, the speakers can answer you, the Piper, the summit host, can answer you. You can network with other salon suite owners or salon suite owners to be, which is kind of a perfect transition into our next point, because the community aspect of the summit is huge. And that's one of our top hot tips for making more money in your suite. So actually, networking and referrals are one of our favorite ways to really increase your income.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like this, this goes twofold. It can be just reaching out and making relationships with people in your community so that you can refer, you know, if I don't do short hair, I refer that to somebody else, or I just do cuts and I don't do color, and, like, everything becomes super connected. It's a really nice feeling. And, but the other thing, and I know you're going to elaborate on this too, but the other thing is it's nice. Like when you're in a suite, like I'm peopled out still, you know, in a suite, like I'm with people all day, but it's nice to have work friends that are of the same mindset that you can like learn from. So you can make these connections with other suite owners who share the same mindset, that want to elevate their game, that are looking to do it better, that are looking to make more and work less and have that kind of like good balance. And it being a part of the summit will be, it'll connect you with those people too. So that's just kind of my quick two cents.
Can I go a little deep for a second?
Do it.
Okay. So I think that there's a multitude of reasons why people go independent, but let's just be real for a second. And one of the major ones is that they feel like taken for granted. They feel like they came from a toxic workplace and they are almost going independent as a form of self-preservation so that they can stay in the industry because they've had bad experiences in salons, right? Would you agree?
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, being a part of a positive community and the positive side of the hair industry, like ever since I've kind of surrounded myself, even in online spaces, with people who are talking about their goals and are, you know, talking about what's next instead of, like, for lack of a better word, bitching about their coworkers and their clients and all these things, like, if you're putting yourself in a community where you are uplifted and inspired, that in and of itself, that's a bonus tip. That is going to make you more money than any of the other things we've talked about combined.
Yeah, 100%. It's like, well, there's like that old saying, like if you hang out with 5 toxic people, you'll be the 6th. If you hang out with 5 lazy people, you'll be the 6th. If you hang out with 5 empowered boss bitches, you'll be the 6th.
Absolutely. What's that post that you always put up that I absolutely love? It's that quote post that's like, sit with.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Like, something about like, hang out with people that'll drop your name in a room full of opportunities.
Yes, exactly. Or the one I'm thinking of is like, sit with women who are talking about, or sit with women who are focused on their goals. The conversation's just different. And that's huge. It's so true. The other part of networking that, you know, and collaboration within salon suites is that not all salon suites are just hair. Like there's a lot of beauty, you know, aesthetics, makeup artists, all of those things. So if you can, you know, if you can network with other beauty professionals and, you know, create a referral network in that way, that is huge because it's the same as social proof. If someone else recommends you, and like, who do you trust more than your stylist when it comes to beauty procedures? Who do you trust more than your makeup artist when it comes to your hair? Like, you go to these people because you trust them and they're professionals. So having a makeup artist refer a client to you, they're going to come in with a whole different level of trust.
Mm-hmm. 100%. It's so true.
And side note, they are probably still going to check your Instagram first. So very important.
Anybody, that's the thing. They're always going to check your Instagram first because they want to see, does this person do the kind of work I'm interested in? Does, you know, I used to tell people, like, as I kind of stepped away from being behind the chair, I would tell my clients, go to the, even if it's somebody I'm recommending, go to their Instagram, find multiple pictures of hair like yours that you like. And that's how you know, like, that's one marker that this might be a match.
Absolutely. And that's exactly how I refer people too. And how I get referred is like, if I'm looking for someone, a friend will say, oh, hey, like check out this, you know, spa, check out their Instagram. Like that's like the play now. It's not like here's their business card. It's like, here's their Instagram handle.
Yeah. It's Instagram is better than a business card, honestly, because then if they follow you, you've got them, you know, it's honestly, you want their email address, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a way, like a business card. Do people still do paper business cards? Is that even a thing anymore?
I don't know. I haven't seen one in a long time. And I think too, like, this is why, this is why I'm so like This is a phrase that's kind of an inside joke between Jed and I, but like, I will die on this hill. And that is that you need to make it so obvious what you're about, who you serve, what you do, what your brand is all about, what you value, the vibe of your salon. That needs to be obvious to me within 30 seconds of landing on your Instagram page, because that is the play. Like, once they come to your Instagram page, they're deciding really, really quickly whether or not they want to follow you. So, you know, no shade to any of the other like Instagram educators or whatever it is out there. But like, when I hear things that are like, just only post hair reels and just this and this and this, but that's great for getting reach and getting new eyes. But once they come back to your page, if all they see is a bunch of hair videos and they can't really see what you're about, who you are, or any of these other things,
yes,
it's going to be less likely to convert them, right? Because we need to think long-term. We need to think about why we're on Instagram. It's a marketing tool.
Right. It doesn't matter. I mean, you can be, if your goal is butts in chair, you can have less than 1,000 followers and still build a six figure, even maybe a multi six figure behind the chair business. It's not 100%. About all of those vanity metrics. And it's, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I've had students who had, you know, at the time that they hit six figures, they had under 300, under 400 or 500 followers. And so it's not tied. Like, the amount of followers and the amount of money you make are not tied. Yeah, you probably want to have more than, you know, 50, but right. You definitely don't want to focus there. You want to focus on the metrics that actually matter. And that's how much money you're making.
And you said something that I think too, like, if you're a Instagram beginner, is one of the best and most simple pieces of advice I've ever heard. And you said it, I think, when we were talking with Vivian the other day. You said your Instagram scroll, like your Instagram grid, should not look like your iPhone camera roll.
No, exactly.
Because that's
exactly
so you got to find that like happy medium.
Absolutely. Because the thing is that, like, you know, it maybe 8 years ago, then just posting hair photos was enough, right? But now everyone can take good hair photos, and if you can't, it's very easy to learn. So if you're like, I don't take good hair photos, don't beat yourself up. Like, there is lots of ways for you to learn, but that's kind of like the standard now. Like, that's expected. So how can you set yourself apart? And, you know, people make decisions based on emotion. And so, you know, if you are really communicating your brand, and that's what I believe Instagram shines as a really powerful platform to communicate your brand message to your ideal client. That, to me, is what the platform shines as. And that is not going to change based on algorithms. You and I talked about this earlier, but it's like, sometimes when Instagram makes all these announcements, I think that's really like aspirational, like what they dream of, not what's actually happening right now.
Yes. Yeah, that's so completely true. And it's just something that a lot of people, even in this day and age, still shy away from, because they're like, I just don't have time to do it. It's another thing. I just want to do hair. I don't want to be a photographer, videographer. I don't want to dance in a reel. And it's like, it doesn't have to be that kind. It doesn't have to cause that kind of overwhelm. And there's so many places that you can go where people will meet you where you are and help you get to where you need to be.
Absolutely.
And you're one of them. You have all kinds of resources for that.
And, you know, it really isn't always about, like, I a lot of people are like, oh, like, I don't want to be like, you know, you can introduce video content real easy. I still have students who literally schedule out everything, and they have everything scheduled out. So it's like a couple hours a month is what they spend on Instagram. It doesn't have to be this daily grind. It really doesn't. Okay. Number three is,
this is the one.
Hold on. One more thing before we move on, because I want to tie this back to networking. Is another really cool thing about networking is you don't have to do it in person. So if you have people in your salon suite or in your area, like, I bet some of, you know, the people who referred the most people to me when I was behind the chair on Instagram. So just to tie it back to networking, I know we always get off on this IG tangent because
I know
it's just
in our blood. It's who we are. Did we say the same thing at the same time? I think we did.
I love it. Okay, number three, I'm going to let you introduce this one. And this is huge. So if you're listening and you have wandered off attention-wise, come back and listen. This is big.
Come back. We've got you. Okay, here's the thing. If you want to make some money right now, and there's no shame in being in that place. Like everybody's in that place, you know, like, do you need an influx of cash? Are your bookings down? Are you like, I could really like, I've got some seats to fill like this month, this booking cycle, whatever it is. One thing that people I've noticed don't do a lot and is email marketing. And there's a lot of ways that you can convolute this and make it way more stressful than it needs to be for when you're speaking like to you guys that are listening, which is behind the chair. You don't need a big intricate setup. You just need butts in the chair, right? Well, here's one thing that people easily forget, which is it is easier to sell to people that you have already sold to than to go to a cold audience, right? So yeah. You have a CRM, which is customer relationship management, right? That's your Schedulicity, your Vigaro, your Boss Genius, whatever. And anybody that has online booking has one. And your clients' emails are already in there. That they automatically send them confirmations, those kinds of things. But inside those CRMs is a powerful tool which you can just go in and use to send email marketing. I'm so sorry, my phone went off. Come to my professional podcast. You can do that. And why not send out an email that says, hey guys, I've got a few things available right now. Just wanted to let you know, I've got 3 appointments left. I've got 6 appointments. You can tell them how many, you don't have to tell them how many, but if you want to get in and you want, you know, the best spot for you, go ahead and reserve your appointment now. That's just mm-hmm. one way to do it. But I did that. I started doing almost all of my booking with email marketing once I switched to, my book, The Lifestyle Schedule, wink. Yeah. I would do what I would call block scheduling. And I would send out a thing that said, hey, I'm opening this, you know, block of appointments. When they're gone, they're gone. But the very first time I did it, I made $1,500 in an afternoon. And I just sent out a quick email that was like, hey, these spots are open. Grab them before they're gone. And I got, I think, 12 appointments for haircuts.
Wow.
It's
That's
so
amazing. Cool. Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, I have to, you know, that my mind always goes back to like repurposing and working smarter, not harder. So another cool thing about email marketing is that if you wanted to send out like a newsletter monthly or whatever, you can just repurpose the content that you've already created for Instagram. So yes. Email marketing is great because you don't actually have to create anything new. So if you wanted to like throw out a nurturing email, these are the people who want to support you and want to hear from you. And so it's a really great way to kind of stay top of mind, no matter how you book. So even if you're like, oh, I don't really have any, you know, appointments that I want to fill right now, but I want to really like, or maybe it's not like you don't have like a certain amount of appointments. Maybe you just want to encourage booking in general, just sending out an email with like a nurture sequence or a nurturing educational topic, and then having a link to your online booking will probably encourage people who'd kind of forgotten to book an appointment to do it sooner.
For people that aren't nerds like we are, what do you mean when you say nurture sequence? Let's take sequence out because I want to keep it super simple, but what's yeah. nurture and what's the opposite of nurture?
Okay, so the nurture, what I mean by that, and you're right, we need to simplify because this is very much like something from behind the chair. A nurture email or, you know, piece of content or whatever that is something that's designed to essentially just benefit and give value to your existing audience. So
no hard
that, yeah. So essentially you're not trying to sell anything. You're just like, here, this is something for you. So it might be like a tutorial or something along those lines, or maybe you wrote an email or Instagram post that's like, here's my 3 favorite tools or, you know, 3 things for softening your hair or adding volume or any of those other things. that makes a great email because you're popping into their inbox. You're just giving them a little bit of like, here is like something that I thought would be valuable to you. No strings attached. That is what a nurturing email would be.
You're cuddling.
Yeah, totally.
And like what I was talking about was not cuddling. It was the opposite of cuddling, which was get in, book your appointment. That is not a nurture. That is definitely the other thing. But, just to go elaborate on that, like one step further, if say you've got 3 to 5 tips, maybe you put it in one caption on Instagram, like 3 things you can do to protect your color in the summer. Mm-hmm. That doesn't even have to be, because not everyone wants to read a whole long email. You could even break that into between now and the middle of June, you can send them one email a week. You know, here are some tips to do that. Or you could hit them, you know, every day the week before in the States, like the week before the 4th of July or the week before Memorial Day. I'm going with our holidays, but you know what I mean? Like we know you're going on vacation. Like I'm going to send you every day a quick tip for something to make your hair journey. That's stupid, but you know what I mean? Like easier on vacation, protect it from the sun, quick updo tips, whatever.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing that I think it's really important to remember is both of those strategies will make you money. Like the quick sell the appointments, that is perfect. And that will make you money. Nurturing your clients via email will also make you money because it's going to be top of mind, right? So if you're, you know, if you're kind of wondering how to introduce email marketing, go with either, mix it up and do both. Like it's a really, really great way to get directly into their inbox and people want to hear from you. That's what I want to also impress upon you. Your clients, if they are coming to you, you are someone that they will enjoy receiving an email from.
Yes. Another one last tip, because I can't help myself with this email that I know for sure. I tried it one time and I know for sure it works because I had multiple clients took me up on it. I said at the end of the email, if you have a friend that might be interested in this tip or these tips, feel free to forward them this email. And I always made sure that I put my booking link and like my links like in my signature. And it's just a great way to get in front of more people. Simple.
That is a hot tip. That is so good.
Where I have another, I'm not going to talk about it now. We'll do another episode, another time that was the best email that I ever sent that I got the most feedback from, but that's tea for another time.
Ooh, Kate, watch this space and send us a DM on Instagram if you want us to make that episode, because I know I want to hear it.
Yeah. Jody, what's your Instagram?
So you can find me on Instagram at It's Jody Brown. It's J-O-D-I-E Brown. And what's yours?
I am at Independent Stylist Podcast. And thank you guys so much for listening. Both of us, we're both going to put this on our shows. I'm sure I can speak for Jody too and say that if you want the link to sign up for the summit, it'll be right below where you're listening to. There'll be an easy clickable 100% to get a free ticket. And so if you're new to me and you're listening to me on Jody's podcast, thank you so much. It was cool, like, you know, tripping up and forgetting what I was talking about mid-sentence. And thank you for, again, I am who I am. I'm not going to change. And for my...
If you're listening to me on the Independent Stylist podcast, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope to see you at a sweet summit. It's going to be so amazing. And listen, if you're listening to a podcast for independent stylists, you need to be at this summit. You just need to be there.
Yeah. This is kind of, I've said this before. It's like the definition of no-brainer, like catch what you can, but if you can't watch the whole thing live, this all access pass. I mean, it's literally the best ticket in town. I've never seen anything like it for this much education. So, all right. You want to wrap it, Jode?
Thank you so much for joining us. This has been amazing. And this won't be the last collab episode that you hear from us.
Not the first. It won't be the last. All right. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.